Thanks so much for joining us today on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here, turning our attention to Wisconsin Sea Grant. For 53 years, the Wisconsin Sea Grant Partnership has been supporting research, education, and outreach about our Great Lakes. And really glad to have with us the Sea Grants Director in Wisconsin. It's Jim Hurley. And we're going to talk with him about the program and some of its initiatives. You may be, or maybe you're not familiar with the Sea Grant Partnership. What questions do you have about the research that's being done? Maybe you've even got some ideas of your own that you'd like in the way of research that should be done or looked into. We'd love to have you part of the conversation. You can give us a call at 800-642-1234, or you can send us an email to ideas@wpr.org. Love to hear from you. Jim Hurley, welcome. Good to have you with us today.
Thanks, Larry. It's great to be with you today.
Well, let's tell us about the National Sea Grant Program. It's got an interesting history, I think. How did it get started?
Yeah, it is an interesting story, and it goes back, well, more than 50 years ago. Back in 1963, there was an American Fisheries Conference, and one of the leading researchers, oceanographic researchers at the time, was actually at the University of Minnesota, and he had envisioned an idea that what we do for the land grant colleges, we should do for the oceans and the Great Lakes. So the term Sea Grant is really analogous to the land grant college system, where land grant built up on engineering and agriculture, but also blended it with extension. And that was the birth of extension. And our last guests show how well that progressed. So this was an idea that Athelstan Spillhouse was his name, and he put that forward at that conference. It caught on pretty well. And 2 to 3 years later, I guess 3 years later in 1966, the National Sea Grant College Program Act was passed by Congress. So it authorized a program of research, outreach, and education in the oceans and the coast. What's really important for us here in Wisconsin is that on that National Sea Grant College Program Act, on the first page, it mentioned the Great Lakes 6 times. So in addition to the ocean coast, the Great Lakes, and the Great Lakes and any of the Great Lakes are all considered coastal environments. So there are a number of other programs that are coastal related.
And how is the program funded?
So the program is a state federal university partnership, and that's really the strength there is federal funding that comes to Wisconsin each year, but that's matched with state funding. So it's a partnership program. It's a state federal partnership program, and it's based at our universities. So it helps fund research at our universities. It helps fund our outreach program, our communications outreach being communications and extension together, and also education. So we have programming in education through Sea Grant, and it's competed. We're right at the beginning of our, it's an exciting time. We're at the beginning of looking at new projects, which will begin next year. So we're at the pre-proposal stage going and reviewing those. And it's all those types of academic ways of funding projects. But it is exciting because we get to see the latest and greatest research ideas from Wisconsin's universities, from their colleges. And it's a really, really neat program to be involved with.
And, you know, somebody said, well, why is it Sea Grant if we've got the lakes involved? But I think you kind of gave a good history. I mean, Sea Grant is a good name for it, isn't it?
It is. It is. And it's the inland seas, if you know, for the Great Lakes. But so many of the issues that occur on our ocean's coast also occur here. Issues like like sea level rise. I mean, we've seen tremendous fluctuations in Great Lakes water levels over the last few years. So where they may be looking at very on the ocean coast, small increments of sea level rise, we've seen changes in Lake Michigan of 4 feet over the course of maybe 5 or 6 years.
It's amazing. Jim Hurley, our guest today, director of the Wisconsin Sea Grant. Great to have him with us. Your biennial report was released recently, and in it is information about, I think, 4 different areas that you focus on. And I want to talk about some of them, and we certainly will be talking about them throughout the show. The first one is healthy coastal ecosystems, and talk about what you're doing there.
Yeah, it's probably been the heart of the Sea Grant program for over 50 years, looking at the issues that affect the Great Lakes and what makes them healthy, what makes them sustainable. How do we appropriately utilize the resources of the Great Lakes? So from the healthy coastal ecosystem side, we've seen major changes in the Great Lakes, especially if you look at fisheries or if you look at the biota that we see out in the Great Lakes. Dan Egan's book, The Death and the Life of the Great Lakes, is a great read to really understand the changes that have come from some of the fisheries management issues that we've had, how we've responded to aquatic invasive species, how we've also looked at issues like contaminants. Some of the early work in Wisconsin Sea Grant was on PCBs and PCB contamination, specifically in the Fox River, Lower Green Bay. And that's something that we've invested in for a long time. And we're really seeing some of the longer term impacts of understanding how chemicals react in the environment. And it may take a while, but we're getting to the point in the Fox River and Lower Green Bay where the PCB problem is getting close to being solved for dredging and such like that. But a lot of that work started with fundamental research in healthy coastal ecosystems in that phase of our research.
Yeah, and you guys were heavily involved in that, right, from the get-go.
Yeah, I mean, one thing that our biennial report, it sounds a little bit dry that we put out, you know, that we're celebrating a biennial report, but what's really exciting about it is I think we have 6 pages of partnerships listed in that report. And it really shows how it's not something that Sea Grant did alone in any way. It's how well we responded to the issues and worked with partners to respond to some of these types of issues like contaminants in the Great Lakes or aquatic invasive species in the Great Lakes.
Yeah, that's a lot of partnership. Give me an example of some of the partnerships.
Well, I mean, state agencies are partners with us. From if we look at Department of Natural Resources and how they try to manage invasive species, we help with them. We have programs where we had students during the summer work at boat ramps on Lake Michigan to help boaters clean their boats before they would bring them somewhere else. We're really worried about transferring organisms from the Great Lakes into our inland lakes. So a great meld with the previous discussions that we've had. So today here. So that's an issue in working with the Department of Natural Resources. We have a fellows program now that has put postgraduate fellows into our state agencies to help solve some of these problems or bring their expertise to these problems. That's a great partnership program that we have with the Department of Natural Resources, the Coastal Management Program, the Department of Health Services.
So lots going on there. Our guest today, Jim Hurley, director of Wisconsin Sea Grant. We're talking about the program, and we'll get into some more of the issues that relate to our our Great Lakes and the work that Wisconsin Sea Grant has been involved in. Certainly want to have you join in as well. You can join us at 800-642-1234, or you can email us a question or comment to ideas@wpr.org, ideas@wpr.org. Love to hear from you. Jim's going to be with us right up until 12:30 today, but we need to take a quick look at the news and find out what else is in store for us here on the Ideas Network. And then we'll be back with Jim Hurley, and we'll talk some more about Wisconsin Sea Grant. I'm Larry Mueller. You're listening to the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here. Thanks for spending some of your day with us on the Ideas Network. We're talking now with Jim Hurley, the director of the Wisconsin Sea Grant, talking with him about some of the ways the partnerships are helping to sustain the Great Lakes. And obviously, his organization, Wisconsin Sea Grant, has had a big impact on our Great Lakes over the years. They've been around for 53 years now. And certainly looking forward to hearing your questions and comments. What questions you have about ecosystems around the Great Lakes or about the Sea Grant project, you can join in. Give a call at 800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234. Or you can email us. The email address is ideas@wpr.org. And again, we'd love to hear from you. Just before the break, we started talking about the biennial report that Sea Grant recently released. There were four areas that kind of the report focused on, and we were visiting with Jim about the healthy coastal ecosystems portion. That was one of the areas. And we can get back to that if you have questions about it. But another area was sustainable fisheries and aquaculture. There's a broad range of things there, Jim.
Yeah, there definitely is. Understanding the fisheries of the Great Lakes, how they change under pressures of a changing ecosystem. And then a large investment nationally in aquaculture. And aquaculture has been a research area that Sea Grant's been involved in for probably 30 years, and also the outreach side of it too. It really shows the connection that Sea Grant has for its stakeholders. Our stakeholders help determine what research we end up funding, and then we get those results through our outreach staff back to the stakeholders who need those results. So we've invested in aquaculture research for a number of years, and trying to find those species of aquacultured fish, food fish mainly, that our research has been done. But those species which are applicable here in Wisconsin are good species to raise. So we've done a lot of research in yellow perch after the crash of yellow perch in Lake Michigan. It used to be the staple of Friday night fish fries, and there's a small, just a very small fishery for yellow perch. So we turned to aquaculture to try to fill those gaps. And Wisconsin has had some really, really good successes in aquaculture.
Yeah, I wonder, can you expand on that a little bit in terms of the successes that have resulted?
Yeah, there've been a lot of small and medium sized fish farms in Wisconsin. Trout has been a staple of some aquaculture facilities. Yellow perch in ponds. What we're really seeing start to burgeon is recirculating aquaculture systems. So fully contained systems or mostly contained systems of recirculating water. So we wouldn't use as much water in our system, and we could grow fish. So we've got two universities here in Wisconsin that have really specialized in this, the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point and their Northern Aquaculture Demonstration Facility is one, and the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee and the School of Freshwater Sciences. Both of those universities really specialize in that, and that's where some of the heart of our more recent research has been. And it's great to see that there has been investment, and probably the greatest success story in Wisconsin has been Superior Fresh, which is now the world's largest aquaponics facility, and that's a totally recirculating system. I think there is less than 1% of water loss or water effluent from it, and it's a recirculating system that grows Atlantic salmon. It's the largest land-based Atlantic salmon facility right now in the U.S. And they couple that with hydroponics, with growing greens. So it's a closed loop system. Their greens are organic certified, and you can buy them at local stores. So right now, I mean, we have a facility in Wisconsin that's growing Atlantic salmon and is growing salad greens so that we can have them much fresher in the region. So it's a great project and a real example of technology transfer. I mean, our aquaculture is based on our aquaculture program is based on research first and then technology transfer.
And that's an amazing story. Believe me, I want to go back to the fisheries part of it a little bit more and talk about the of course I'm most familiar with Lake Michigan, and I'm, as a muskie fisherman, I was happy to see, I don't know if Sea Grant had any involvement in that program, but that's been a very successful program. The Green Bay muskies are a wonderful resource.
Yeah, we may not have directly done it, but I'm sure one of our partners did. I won't take credit for that one.
Well, let's take another one of those four areas: resilient communities and economies. So that's a really different aspect for sure.
Yeah, it's different and one that you might not think of from programs that do a lot more ecological research and such. But sustaining our coastal communities, it's extremely important. We work directly. I probably didn't talk about this earlier, but our outreach component. While we have our administrative offices and some of our specialists here in Madison at our Madison offices, we also have four field offices directly on the coast. So one in Superior, one in Green Bay, one in Manitowoc, and one in Milwaukee, all associated with UW system entities. And in those offices, we have we have specialists. We hire particular specialties that are important to Great Lakes coastal communities. So we hire people that have specialties in water quality and fisheries, climate change, coastal tourism, coastal engineering, social sciences, aquatic invasive species. So when we have a vacancy in our outreach staff, we look at what are the specific issues on the coast. Well, these people that are embedded in the communities are really important technology transfer people. They're out there listening to the communities to try to see what their needs are, help us shape our research program. So one of the one of the busiest that one of our that our staff members have been is in coastal engineering, and how a 4-foot rise in Lake Michigan can affect coastal processes, coastal properties, and how do you help those communities try to deal with those issues? Can we create some green infrastructure? Can we transfer information about how best to develop? We bring the science to the table. We always say that we're neutral brokers of science, and that's what we try to do. We try to bring the scientific needs to those communities. And it's great that we have offices that are embedded in our coastal communities too.
Yeah, that's great that is in existence. Jim Hurley, our guest today. And if you'd like to join in, question or comment, I hope you will. Give a call at 800-642-1234 or email at ideas@wpr.org. Let's take a call. Jeff in Superior, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yes, I'm curious. You know, in the city of Superior, we have a unique marriage between industry and recreation. You got the railroads, you got the shipping industry, and I'm concerned about the quality of the water in the harbor. So my question is, are you involved in any projects that study the water quality in the harbor of Superior, and what's the prognosis in the future for our head of the lakes region?
Yeah. Thanks, Jeff, for calling. Jim?
Yeah, thanks, Jeff. Great question. Yeah, that the water quality issues in the St. Louis River and coastal region around Duluth Superior are important areas for study, and especially the water quality types of issues. Between our partnering Sea Grant program in Minnesota, we've funded joint projects to deal with issues related to water quality in the area. We're also working alongside other federal agencies that are dealing with some of the cleanup of contaminated sediments. And then we have a partnering NOAA organization right in Superior, the National Estuarine Research Reserve, that also is monitoring water. They do probably most of the water quality monitoring in addition to the state agencies. And that's another program under the same federal agency, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, that's right there. It's a place-based program in Superior. So they are setting up long-term monitoring in that site. But it's definitely an area where we've been doing work, and one that will continue to receive federal funds. The Great Lakes Restoration Initiative through EPA is a program that's directly putting funding in that area to deal with recovering contaminated sediments and such.
That in that area, that those funds are that's a pretty good amount of money coming from there, isn't there?
From the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative, is. I think the overall, I think it was over in this year's federal budget, it was over $400 million for the Great Lakes for the overall program. But between that and Superfund types of funding and other federal agency funding, there's a lot of work on remediating the St. Louis River area.
Thanks again, Jeff. Again, you could join in 800-642-1234. Give a call. The other area, we've touched on three. The other area that I wanted to talk about was environmental literacy and workforce development. So what have you guys been attacking in that area?
That's commonly referred to as ELWD, ELWD, right? So in our ELWD program, we've had a pretty strong tradition on the education side of working with teachers. We don't have as big a program in education as maybe some other federal programs would do, but we've also decided to target that funding the best way that we feel that we can do so. And Sea Grant has always followed the teach the teacher mode, where we feel that that in education, we're more effective if we cover more if we help train teachers. So a significant amount of our education funding goes towards programs like that. We have opportunities for teachers to spend some time on a research vessel in the Great Lakes as it's sampling the Great Lakes. We've partnered with the Dennis Sullivan, the schooner out of Milwaukee that sails the coast, and teachers have had that opportunity for learning. We have a marine debris program now what is called trash trunks available to send out to teachers so that they can understand concepts like microplastics and other things that are affecting our coasts. So we also do workforce development. Obviously, we're funding the universities for research. We're funding graduate, undergraduate students, postdocs, and all of our. What we try to do is follow a concept of actionable science. When we ask for proposals, we'd like to see outcomes from those proposals that put science to good use. And by doing that either through our funding of researchers and faculty at Wisconsin's great research institutions, where we also have fellowship programs, and I mentioned this earlier, in state government, yeah, where we can have postgraduates come and bring their expertise to help solve some of the state's problems, and also get experience working in a state agency. That might be a career choice for them down the line.
Yeah, that's important. Well, I imagine, like a lot of places, you had some challenges in this last year or so. What were some of those challenges and how you've addressed them?
Yeah, and I think the previous segment on the Wisconsin Lakes Convention is an example of how resilient you can be. You know, when I look at our biennial report that we put out, it really shows the strength of our communicators within our Sea Grant network, that we're still communicating with people. We're still doing that outreach, and our outreach has changed. Larry is working from home. I'm working from home today, and we've learned to adapt. It's an amazing staff at Sea Grant, and they're just so creative. But just like the Lakes Convention last year, we had activities that were planned for early March that were face-to-face, and our staff were able to instantly change those to online settings. And while it might not be as great to be face-to-face, there were actually some advantages of going online. I think that it was easier for people to attend meetings. I remember one of our specialists, Titus Seilheimer, had his first Lake Michigan's Fisheries Forum meeting online, and that was a meeting that brings together sport fishers and charter fishers, commercial fishers, and regulatory agencies. And I got on one night, and I was surprised. That was one of the first meetings that he had. There were just so many people online, and so many people had the ability to come out that may not have come to a face-to-face meeting. But for outreach, we're all looking forward to 3D meetings with people instead of 2D.
Yeah, I research. You know, you wonder research proposals, how they're affected by all this. And
yeah, and we did see that the number of proposals were slightly down this year from previous years. And you think about all of the pressures that faculty and staff have right now in adjusting to both the pandemic and other issues associated with that. And I'm working on a panel for another Sea Grant program, and they said the same thing, that they've seen fewer proposals come forward. But we hope that the quality is still there as it was before. But we may have to pick from fewer proposals this year. But people are really responding to the issues that we've put forth in our call for proposals. And we've had a few special issues that people have really come to put some strong pre-proposals into.
And the, you know, maybe as we kind of wind up here, the economic impact of Wisconsin Sea Grant, have you guys ever been able to, you know, come up with a way of figuring that out?
Yeah, it's actually been a focus of our national program to try to make sure that we're all measuring the same things to come up with that number. And we've had numbers here in Wisconsin from a federal investment, a return on investment of 10 to maybe 20 to 1 of the federal dollars, what it can translate into. We all have to make sure that we're using the same sort of measures across the Sea Grant network. But nationally, that holds the same way, probably about a 15 to 20 to 1 return on investment of federal dollars.
That is amazing. How do people find out more about Sea Grant? Is there, where do
you
go?
Best thing is to use a search engine and come to our site. One thing you'll see as soon as you get to our Sea Grant website is just the amazing job that our information technology and our communication staff do to tell stories and to tell the successes of Sea Grant. It's seagrant.wisc.edu is our URL. So, but you can Google.
Just type in Wisconsin Sea Grant.
That's the easiest thing.
Jim, it's a pleasure. Thanks so much for taking time to be with us today and talking about the program. I really appreciate it.
It was great.
I've had some great experiences myself with the communications folks over there over the years. We've done some things with them and always enjoyed working with them. Well, Jim Hurley, our guest, director of Wisconsin Sea Grant. It was great to talk with him today about the program there. They do a lot of really good work there. Just look ahead. Mary Mellum will be back tomorrow on the show to talk about how the stimulus check will affect your taxes and take your other tax questions as well. But in the meantime, I hope you'll stay with us. There's lots more in store on the Ideas Network. I'm Larry Mehler. Thanks for listening.